At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cora Zanowski, host of Sundays with Corzo, from 10 until noon on Sundays, in for Chad Hartman today. But this is what, third or fourth time I've done the Chad.
You're becoming a regular here.
Now, you have two daughters, correct?
Yes.
And I have now two granddaughters with a third granddaughter on the way. Now, and that's through my wife's daughters. My wife had three daughters before we got married. And I have one son who, by the way, is going to get married in August 8th.
Congratulations.
August 8th, yeah. So I got to start working on a speech, a toast. And I've gotten a lot of advice, and one of it is no more than 5 minutes. I have heard some great ones, mm-hmm. some great wedding speeches by fathers, and it's usually the fathers. The mothers, not so much. I don't know why that's the case, but I've heard a lot of great. It's usually when the big speech is the father of the bride.
Yes.
That's the main event. The father of the groom, no, you just do it at the groom's dinner. You give
exactly.
it to us.
Yeah, you're the night before. Not everybody needs to hear that.
Exactly. Yeah. And but I've listened to some really terrible ones. I mean, there was one I heard, and I won't say the name, but I mean, I could not believe how terrible it was. I thought that the father was drunk. It was so bad, and I was told that, no, he's been through treatment and doesn't drink anymore. I said, maybe he should go back to drinking with that one. He was it basically came down to, he said, you're my last daughter. I guess I got to do this, but I like my other daughter way better than you.
Wow.
That was basically what I got out of his speech. But it went on forever. I mean, I just finally had to leave. When it was like to the 20-minute mark, I'm going, if it was really good, maybe I could sit through 20 minutes of a speech, but not if it's really bad.
No, five minutes is the max for the father of anybody, the best man, the maid of honor. Keep it to five. And if someone really loves you, they will tell you, you're not good at this. Shorter, please.
Have you ever seen the one? They've done it a couple times on SNL where Mike Stiznukes, his wife comes out and her bridesmaids all start singing about this other guy that she loved all the time.
Oh, yes.
And then the other guy shows up.
Domingo, is that it?
Yeah, he's played by the guy who's the what I'm trying to say, the Latin American.
Yeah, I can't
character.
Think of his name.
But he's very funny.
Yes.
It's priceless because we've all sat through those. Mm-hmm. We all sat through those. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all that up is former President Barack Obama called out progressives on Wednesday for their mistake of constantly talking about what boys are doing wrong rather than talking about what they are doing right. Appearing as a guest on the IMO podcast, I guess that means In My Opinion, which is co-hosted by his wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and her brother Craig Robinson. Not to be complete, there's another Craig Robinson too.
Yes.
Is that Craig Robinson too? Okay. This is Michelle Obama's brother, not that Craig Robinson. The former president argued that the mistake occurred because progressives were hyper-focused on ensuring there is a, quote, level playing field for girls, which has led to boys' flaws being put under a microscope. I will say, as quote-unquote progressives, this is Obama, Democrats, progressive parents, enlightened ones, we've made that mistake sometimes in terms of our rhetoric, where it is like we're constantly talking about it, you know, what's going on with the boys instead of what's right with them, he stated. I do think that whether you believe that or not, I do think that the Trump and the MAGA, they have absolutely glommed on to what I call brohunk. The brohunks, right? The guys that are, hey, we're the masculine men. We're the masculine men, you know. Oh, you can't wear a brown suit. That's not masculine. Or you can't sip out of a straw. All that BS that you hear on Fox News, right? Mm-hmm. They really talk a lot about those issues with, you know. So a lot of those men, and even younger men, I think, are more attracted to the Republicans because they probably feel that the Democrats are too woke and maybe, for lack of a better term, sissies over there, kind of. Do you think there's any truth to that? I don't think that boys have really been called out. I just think they've just been, they're not really a political focus like I think the females and transgender people and other people are for the Democrats.
I think male behavior is called on. I think the term toxic masculinity, yep, that we've heard the last 5, 6, 7 years, that was a very popular topic for a lot of that time. And yeah, I think absolutely Donald Trump and the Republicans tapped into that and said, you know what? We're not going to join the toxic masculinity crowd. We're not going to talk about what men are doing wrong. And that's not to say the Democrats shouldn't have. It's something that could have been brought up. Sure, there might be some truth to that. But was it beaten in the ground a little bit too much? I don't know. But if you're a young man, if you're, you know, a big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, if you're a, you know, college male, or, you know, feeling like you've got a lot of extra testosterone in you, and I don't think you really want to be told that testosterone, that masculinity that you feel is quote-unquote toxic. Who wants to be told that?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and you don't. I do think they have some toxic masculinity guys. I think the number one guy is Pete Hegseth. He has all the characteristics, you know, and he has a history. You know, mm-hmm. People are going to go nuts. Well, he has a history of domestic abuse. Okay, that's not in dispute. And you see when he talks, he points at people and he like tries to domineer over them.
Yep.
Certainly Trump is a toxic masculine. Certainly his sons are, I think, they have toxic masculinity. I think they have that. I do think, though, and I think what Obama's talking about here, and you know, I think this was on Fox News, I think. Of course, they pick it up, right?
Yep.
They love it. Anytime Obama, Mr. Liberal, can say something that supports how they view something, they're gonna put it on, right? I get, and that's fine. I'm a First Amendment guy. Put on what you want. They do that. But I do think that is something that the Democrats have to think about. But that's just one of many things that the Democrats have to think about, right? I mean, we were just talking, we heard that Dr. Jensen is going to run again for governor.
Yeah.
So I do think that Walls is a little bit vulnerable. That's been proven by the Minnesota poll that came out a couple weeks ago, going for his third term, going for kind of the white lies he told, going for the fact that he didn't appear to really help the national ticket of Kamala Harris, that I think he's vulnerable. But if I was advising the Republicans, I'd say you might not want to come back with Dr. Jensen. Didn't really work that well the first time for him. But I do think that it's certainly possible that the Republicans could come up with a candidate that might glean some people away from Walls if that candidate isn't on the fringes, is more toward the middle. Yeah. I think they could. I don't think Jensen's the guy to do it. What do I know? But I don't think he is. But certainly I think that Walls does have some vulnerability going into the next election.
Well, you mentioned the Minnesota poll. The numbers said that Minnesotans still like Governor Walls.
Mm-hmm.
They also are done with him as governor.
Yeah.
You know, more people were able to say, yeah, he's a good guy, but I'm good. We don't need a third term. And yeah, if you put up somebody against him, assuming he runs, which it certainly seems like the governor's going to run again, but if you put something up, somebody against him, as if you're Republicans, that is a sane candidate, that seems like a normal person, that has typical more centrist ideas, certainly conservative, but just says, hey, you know, I don't hate everything the governor is about, but I think my ideas are better. Instead of, you know, what Scott Jensen put up last time around, which he even admitted when he came on with Chad, you know, a couple weeks, a month or so after the election, he said, look, I can't believe I did some of the things I did. I got to be honest with you, Chad. I made some glaring mistakes. Some of the things I said, whether it was conspiracy theories, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, that wasn't me. I don't know what got into me.
There is some magic about this. It got into Rudy Giuliani. It got into Tim Walz a little bit. Tim Walz all of a sudden is acting like he was a football coach of the team that won the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he started exaggerating things. There's something about that stage that must really, really get people to just do crazy things on that. So anyway, we're talking there. When we coming up, another twist in the Epstein saga.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.